Well, the fuel crisis in the besieged Gaza Strip has forced residents of the coastal enclave to turn to the sun to meet their energy demands. Authorities of this crisis-hit hospital in Gaza have decided to install solar panels to get the most out of sunlight. They say the loss of power for even a minute could spell disaster for patients. Gazan officials hope the solar power could play a bigger role in providing energy for Palestinians. But solar panels are a bit costly, and not everybody in the impoverished enclave can afford them. Gaza has been under a crippling Israeli blockade for several years now. This has been exacerbated by the closure of the Rafah crossing on the border with Egypt. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Gaza Strip itself. Now, like Ashraf, put it into context for us. How dire is the fuel crisis in Gaza?
Yes, Rahul, the fuel crisis is very dire, especially with electricity outages of up to 16 hours or 20 hours in some areas in the Gaza Strip. Now, the people who stand to lose most are patients, especially little children, babies, newborn babies, elderly people, people in hospitals on life support, because they cannot live without without electricity being available 24/7. Now, this situation with electricity outages and the power crisis and the energy crisis in Gaza is mainly blamed on the Israeli blockade since 2007. And now this situation has been exacerbated by the fact that the Egyptian military started a crackdown on the tunnels along the border with Egypt in July of last year, following the ouster of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Now, the tunnels were used as a, were considered as a lifeline for the people of Gaza to bring in badly needed goods, and especially strategic things like fuel for Gaza's solar power plant. Gaza's solar power plant stopped for over a month in November of last year because of lack of fuel. And also, Israel does not allow enough fuel into the besieged territory. So basically, people in Gaza resorted to using solar energy in order to generate electricity. But generating solar energy will not meet the demands of electricity in Gaza, at least not 100%, maybe 10-15%, due to many reasons. For example, it's very expensive to purchase the solar panels. It's almost impossible to get them through Gaza's sole commercial crossing with Israel, was Kerem Shalom, or through the tunnels. Now the only tunnels operating are very small and very tight, and they can hardly don't have enough space to bring those panels in. The technology or the expertise to generate solar energy is there, but it's hard to it's hard to get it because of the high prices and the fact that the blockade, and now there is a proxy blockade by the Egyptian military.
But Ashraf, on a positive note, if I may call it that, this certainly shows Gazans' ingenuity and you know them trying to figure out a way to get by even in their situation. Are such initiatives supported by the Hamas government, and is it encouraging and looking for other ways as well to generate electricity?
True, Waqar, the Hamas government has been supporting people with ideas, whether it's solar energy or other methods like wind power, and even some local banks have offered to give almost say free loans to people who would purchase solar panels or have creative ideas about generating new sources of energy.
Okay, Ashraf, thanks very much for that.